And we are back with Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach. In the Buffalo News today, in the Another Voice op-ed piece by Jennifer Connor, who is a co-founder of Justice for Migrant Families in Western New York. She says in the second to the last paragraph of her op-ed piece, Western New York deserves a reasoned assessment of the benefits of expanding driver's license access. Not one. She's talking about illegals, by the way. She's talking about illegals, expanding that, all right, making it legal for illegals to get a driver's license in New York. And she says that we deserve a reasoned assessment of the benefits of expanding driver's license access to them, not one rooted in misinformation or bigotry. Now, I want you to think about that. What's the misinformation about the fact that these folks are illegal? They say they're illegal. They are illegal. There's no misinformation about that. And do you like to be called a bigot because you don't want driver's licenses to illegals? You don't want illegals here at all. There's no question about that. So I'm asking about New York getting set to pass the New York Driver's License and Privacy Act. Do you favor that or are you against that? Of course, now that it's all Democratic in Albany, who the hell knows what kind of stuff we're going to have to shovel? But anyway, do you favor that? And how do you feel about being labeled a bigot? Let's go to Pete. On line one in Ontario. Pete, you're on WBEN.
Sam, you know, we really take a step back here and understand this. If the shoe was on the other foot and Barack Obama was the president right now, he would have had Eric Holder on a bus right now at 19 lawyers trying to figure out this, okay? We have a president that came in as a law and order president that does absolutely nothing, okay? I'm sorry, but again, we go back. Anything from Carlson get his door kicked down where nobody's held accountable. Like, nothing happened. Sandy, this is why I've had such a hard time lately, and I had to shut it off because it's so frustrating when you know these people are ideology-driven. Their liberalism and their socialistic standards are all a religion to them. So, therefore, they don't care about the well-being of their family, friends, and people around them because these are illogical, completely ridiculous things that are happening in the United States of America right now. And we have a very short window. So if Mr. Trump, I mean, all of a sudden we've got this bar guy coming in as the attorney general. Who did he work for before, Sandy? He worked for George Bush. He's known all around D.C., but no, he's above reproach. Nobody can influence him. Okay, again, I'm scared of that because now we have a guy that's entrenched in D.C. about to become the attorney general. This is going to be the most important attorney general in the past 50, if not 100 years, because of work in this country is getting run over. And Canada's, it's almost too late for us, okay? So you know what, Sandy? The next few months are so ridiculously important because I've yet to see this man. Sure, he's holding firm on the border at $5 billion. Get it. But he's not a law and order president. They have walked away from everything. Nobody's held to account, Sandy.
Well, that's exactly right. And you said that the last time we were talking about this issue. There is no accountability. The people that should be charged are not being charged. We're having illegal, as far as I'm concerned, laws being passed. And thank you for that, Pete. I feel your passion. Definitely feel your passion. Nobody is accountable for anything. Because here, when you're sworn into office, they're using that as a promo now. From a couple of days ago. When you're sworn into office, you are swearing to follow the Constitution, and you're also swearing to uphold the laws. But if you've got a group of legislators who make it the law that it's okay and acceptable to accept illegals with driver's licenses, then indeed, what do we do from there? What do we do when the call is coming from the House? The call is coming from our own state legislature. They're going to pass this damn thing, and then it's going to be allegedly legal. But how do you give legal rights to illegals? How does that work? I'd like to know. I would just like to know that. So I want to know how you feel about New York about to pass that, and how do you like being labeled a bigot and uninformed? See, that's the what we got going on now. There's a little bit more. It says, this whole paragraph and then a little bit more. Western New York deserves a reasoned assessment of the benefits of expanding a driver's license access, not one rooted in misinformation or bigotry. Then she says, Erie County Clerk Michael Kearns, Mickey Kearns, continues to grandstand on this matter, threatening to defy New York state law if undocumented New Yorkers are permitted to obtain licenses. So, Mickey Kearns is standing against illegal driver's licenses. Because if you give a driver's license to an illegal, it's an illegal license. Good for you, Mickey Kearns. It's good to see somebody stand up. But why in the hell, in 2019, do we have to sit here and root for people to uphold the law? That is the law. And I would hope that, we get groups on the other side suing on every issue. I would hope as soon as this thing is passed, and it will be, that some group comes up and challenges it in court. Because I don't know how you give a driver's license to an illegal. It should not be allowed. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and star 930. And I refuse to be labeled a bigot because I want the law followed. And I want the legislature to follow the law, too. They're not immune from the law any more than the people they give the license to. We'll be back after this. The more I read about this thing, the more aggravated I get. Not only is she characterizing us as uninformed and bigots if we do not think we want to have undocumented, which stands for illegal, immigrants get driver's licenses. Now, she talks about Mickey Kearns, who's the county clerk who says he will not issue them. She said, his stance is isolated and stuck in the past. What the hell does that mean, stuck in the past? Illegal is illegal. And, I mean, they have a group of illegals. She is a co-founder of Justice for Migrant Families, Western New York, okay? I think the justices get a hearing and see if they're here legally. If you're here illegally, welcome aboard. If you're here illegally, get out. That's the justice of it. And it takes this woman has a lot of balls. That's all I can say, is to point to people who want to follow the law and point to officials who take an oath of office to follow the Constitution and the law. But yet now we're going to have a group in Albany that's going to make it legal, at least according to Albany. I want to see that tested. I hope the feds come in here and test that. There's a few states that allow it now. All right? And it seems like, as was pointed out by our Canadian friend, that there's no accountability. No accountability. I'd like to see the feds come in and bitch slap Albany. I think it's needed, and I'd love to see it, and it would be a righteous, righteous response. Let's go to Bob in Buffalo. Bob, you're on WBEN.
Thank you, Sandy. Do I mind being called a bigot? Absolutely. The Jackie Robinson story was just on, starring Jackie Robinson himself, and it showed what he went through. Those were very bigoted people.
Exactly.
It's not unreasonable for me, if I'm walking down Grand Street in the summertime, to expect to see American flags hanging from the lamppost. Instead, I see foreign flags hanging from the lamppost. Can I just walk into Mexico or Canada? Or will I be arrested by the host country because I'm there illegally because I didn't declare myself?
Yes, as far as I'm concerned, my position is solid. If we were having problems with Canadians coming in here illegally, now they are like our brothers and sisters, but if they were coming in here illegally, I'd have the same position. I don't take this position because of where they came from. I take the position that they took the illegal road to get in here.
The problem, Sandy, is the misinformation between the people leaving the state and the birth rate being below the flat line by almost 20%. We're becoming an endangered species, and that's why there is no law.
And don't forget, when they take the census and things, the reason they want everybody to sign up for it, illegal or legal, is because the federal people and the goodies that they hand out oftentimes depend on the population, legal and illegal, in your country. It sounds ludicrous, but it is. It's true. And that's the reason they want them in here. And they're hoping that later on, if they ever get to that point, and I think they will, get them the right to vote. And then we're cooked. Thank you very much. Once they get the right to vote, then we have one party, Democratic Party. Throw away your Republican signs. Throw away your membership to the Republican Party. Forget there ever were two parties. We'll be down to one party. And now that we've handed the keys to the kingdom in Albany over to the Democrats, and we've handed the king the keys on the legislative side of the House in Washington, very, very difficult because that's where the money comes from. So that's what we're looking at. Tony, I look at you, and you look at me, and neither one of us look very happy about what's going on now.
No, we're disgusted, and I keep telling you, I hear the Titanic music playing in the background. I think it's going down.
Yeah, and you and I and Mr. Beamer, we talk about this sort of thing all the time off the air, too. I think what really annoys me is not only the unfairness of being labeled a bigot if you want the law followed, being labeled as uninformed if you want the law followed. And then somebody who does want to follow the law, Mickey Kearns, stuck in the past, according to this op-ed piece.
Well, don't you understand that the left is far more learned than we are? We're just a bunch of hicks and rednecks.
Yeah,
we're following a cult when we agree with Donald Trump.
And we have a constitution we'd like to follow, too. Yes, Mr. Beamer.
I don't mind being a redneck, let me say. but it is funny. They get on one thing. And like you said, New York State, who's going to stop them?
New York State already gives a free college. They already have the in-state tuition for illegals. We were already giving benefits to illegals. Why the hell not?
And everything you're seeing in New York City with the health care, that's going to make its way statewide. They're just starting it in New York City.
And tell me about illegals. Once they get a driver's license, are they going to have to make sure that they fill out a tax form? Are they going to report all the money that they earn that they get under the table because they have a driver's license? And then this woman tries to make a ludicrous point that we're all safer. We are all safer if illegals have driver's licenses. How in the hell does she expect us to swallow that?
Well, they can say anything they want. Don't you know that?
Man. Yeah, and I'm going to grow hair, too. Let's go to Frank in Tonawanda. Frank, you're on WBEN.
You know, Sandy, why do we even have laws for? I mean, I don't understand this. So I can, why do we have a speed limit on the expressway that says 30 miles an hour? I might as well just go 70 miles an hour, and I'll tell them, hey, listen, if you're going to give licenses to illegal immigrants, and they can have a license, if they're not legal in this country, then I can go 70 miles an hour. Because if they can break the law, if they can be in this country without being a legal citizen, then I can do whatever I want.
You sound as frustrated as I am, Frank. Yeah, what is the point? We are expected to pay taxes. We're expected to follow the law ourselves. And if we're going to give benefits to people that don't do that, then where does it all end? What are we all just one day say, screw this, we're just not going to participate in society anymore?
I'll tell you, Sandy, I think all these people have lost their minds. I mean, that's what I was telling the call screener. You know, two-thirds of New Yorkers did not vote for Cuomo. It's downstate New York. And I'm sorry that the rest of the state has to sink into this black hole because of these liberals down in downstate, and now that it's controlled by these left-wing liberals in Albany, I'm sorry, I don't think we're ever gonna see the light of day again.
Well, look, our own mayor, Byron Brown, Byron the Lesser, stands at the steps of City Halls and says that we are a welcoming community. We welcome illegals. Can you imagine our grandparents standing on the steps saying, we welcome gangsters. We welcome people who break the law. No, That's not going to happen. But for some reason, it's okay now. The law really, which was passed by legislatures, signed by the governor or the president, just doesn't mean anything anymore. And why should we follow them if they're not going to enforce them themselves?
I'm telling you, at some point in time down the road, we're going to be headed for civil war in this country, because if there are no laws and nobody seems to want to obey the laws, what's the purpose of having a constitution?
Well, what happens is if you have no laws that are being obeyed, you have anarchy.
That's right.
And anarchy means screw you. I'm going to do what I want to do. And when it's legislated anarchy, what do we hold people to then? All right, we're not going to hold them to this now. Isn't that a basis of getting into the country? And if we're expected to be participants by voting and paying taxes and doing the things participants are supposed to do, why would we jump through all those hoops when we see others don't have to?
That's right. It's so frustrating. And they want to know why people are leaving the state in droves. I tell you, if it wasn't because I have family here, I told my wife, I says, when she retires, I'm seriously thinking about moving out of here, because it's so frustrating. It's so frustrating. I'm retired, Sandy, and I tell you what, I have friends of mine, people that I've known for years down the street from me. They have moved out of here. They're so frustrated, just like I am.
Well, while Andy Cuomo is telling us how great things are under his leadership, the last survey said that out of the 50 states who are the biggest state losing population is New York. We have lost more people, a net loss, than any other state in the union. Now, that ought to tell them something. That should shout it out loud and clear. What the hell's going on? What is going on in this state?
Well, these people live in their ivory towers and they're surrounded.
But Andrew Cuomo, remember, has eyes for bigger offices than governor of New York. We'll be back with more of Beach and Company on News Radio 930 WBEN. And we are back with Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Your vacation plans settled in yet? If not, I'd like to talk to you about the West Coast Dreaming Tour with Dan Neverth and myself. It'll start May 4th through the 16th. It goes the 4th through the 16th of this year. And it includes the entire West Coast aboard the Royal Princess from the Princess Cruise Lines. Very well known, very respected line. And we'll fly to Los Angeles. And while we're in Los Angeles, one of the availabilities you could have, two nights of accommodations at the Beverly Hills Marriott, a welcome arrival cocktail reception, a full day out in Los Angeles on a motor tour, and a visit to the Reagan Library. How does that sound? Sounds great, doesn't it? So, okay, we're there in L.A. doing what we're doing and enjoying ourselves. Then we get on the Royal Princess and sail down to sunny San Diego, have lots of fun and activities in San Diego, then back up the coast to San Francisco, and then to Seattle. And stops at each city, things to do in each city. And then we go to Vancouver. At that point, we say goodbye to the ship and say, hello, Rocky Mountaineer. What a train. We will tour the Canadian Rockies. Breathtaking scenery, fabulous, luxurious train, a glass top so you don't miss anything. You're only on the train during the day, so at night, the train waits for you as you go to a luxury hotel. So you pull into a place, you go to the luxury hotel, you come out in the morning, and there is the train waiting all night for you. We go to Banff, we go to the Columbia Ice Fields and walk on a glacier. We go in the glacier mobile, which looks like a moon unit, and then we go to Calgary, and Calgary's the last stop. Now, when we first presented this tour as a whole with everything I just told you, okay, and then people said, well, we like it, and we've got a few pennies in our piggy bank, so we'd like to go, but we can't get 2 weeks off. So you can go either the first part on the ship up and down the coast of California or the second part, the train going through the Canadian Rockies, or you can go on the whole thing. So it's up to you. Give them a call, 844 888-788-7477. It's the AAA. We've done 8 successful sold-out excursions with them. This is the 9th one, and this is going to be great. We've already signed up more individual people than any trip we've done so far, and we're just trying to fill in the blanks here and there because of the availability to buy it as a whole or the first or second half. Let's go to Lynn in Lockport. Lynn, how do you feel being labeled a bigot and uninformed?
Well, I'm not real happy about that. I think the term bigot has been used so often and so incorrectly it has lost all meaning. They're going to have to come up with another word to prevent us from believing what we believe. I'm kind of puzzled that why are the illegal immigrants who have already broken the law so concerned about the laws of regarding driving? Why do they need a license if they don't care to follow the immigration laws?
Why don't they just drive without a license? Sure. And think about it like this. If you said, I don't want the illegals here because they're from, and you fill in the blank of a country or even a region, that'd be one thing. We just don't want illegals, period. But we welcome people who want to appear before us and come on in legally. We open our arms to them, no problem at all. We have them coming in all the time. It's just the illegals we don't want. And I refuse to be legal to be labeled a bigot because of that.
I agree with you, Sandy. It's not fair, and it's a way of trying to control people. I mean, nobody wants to be called a bigot. It's a nasty term, and it just does not apply in this case. We want the laws followed, and you're right. It doesn't matter what country they come from. Someone who comes from Ireland illegally, I want them to follow the laws. They should not be given a driver's license.
And now we've got a legislature that's about to pass the New York Driver's License and Privacy Act that is going to, at least on the face of it, give them a license, a legal license in this state. I mean, if the people that make the law don't care if you break the law, why should we listen to them, and why should we follow anything they want us to do?
Exactly. In other words, it's almost like they're going to, certain laws will be followed and other ones won't.
Yeah, tell us which ones we can disregard. I'd like a memo on that. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Lynn. You and I are on the same page with this one. Yeah, send me, attention New York State Legislature, would you please send me and all the rest of us bigots a list of laws we don't have to obey anymore because it's not important, that you pick and choose which laws you want to supersede? Why is it that you would let somebody who has no standing? You know, courts you have to have a standing in a court to institute a lawsuit. You have to have a valid reason for being involved in the lawsuit. You tell me why illegals have any standing in America. Why are they covered by any American laws if they're illegal? I just don't understand that. I can't just go into any country I want and sign up for whatever benefits they might have because I just feel like it. I've got to follow the rules, the regulations, the procedure of the right way and the legal way to do it. But apparently in New York, screw that. They're all Democrats now, so the hell with the law. Just sitting and hold on, because we're going to have to follow everything that they tell us to do, except illegals. Illegals don't have to follow bupkis. We'll be back after this. Hey, you know what'd be interesting? While us bigots are discussing why we don't want illegals to have standing in our state, this would be interesting. And if Miss or Mrs., I'm not sure, Jennifer Connor, co-founder of the Justice for Migrant Families of Western New York, I got an idea. How about this? When you go to the motor vehicle department to try and get a license, to attempt to get a license because you're an illegal, I suggest this. The first thing you have to do before you try to get your license is to present a tax form. How about give me a tax form, either from last year, that would be appropriate, and if you can't present a tax form, that tells me that you probably didn't pay any taxes. And if you didn't pay any taxes, how did you live? How did you survive without paying taxes? Were you earning money under the table? That means you're a tax cheat, too. So let's give it to tax cheats and illegals. Huh? How about a hand for them? And tell anybody who doesn't believe they should get standing that we're bigots and we're uninformed. Put up or shut up. Show us your tax form. Go to the next step. How about that? That's at least something. You know, that's just the bone that they throw to us. What do you think of that, Tony?
I think you're crazy. This is another example of wingnut Republicans. Yeah, that's it.
That's
you guys
it.
We're all wingnuts.
Yeah, exactly. Because we know all those illegals who broke the law to get here are following all the laws once they did get here. We know that for a fact.
Yes, wanting people to follow the law is being wingnuts. Not saying everyone should just, no, you don't have to check them. Just walk on in.
Yeah.
Come on
Come
in.
Come on down.
Take all our money.
Exactly.
We'll give you 80. Well, we won't. Those people that go to work every day, they'll give you 80% of their paycheck.
Exactly.
Don't you guys know they're just people looking for a better way of life?
Yeah, exactly.
You guys want to destroy their lives?
It's amazing how we're bigoted suddenly. I don't care where they're from. If they're here illegally, they're here illegally. And it makes no difference to me if they're from Mexico, South America, any place. I don't care if they're from Britain. Makes no difference. You're either here illegally or you're not. End of story. It shouldn't be hard to figure out. You shouldn't need a master's degree to work that one out. Bob on a cell phone. Bob, thanks for holding. You're on WBEN.
Thanks.
Hello, Bob.
How you doing today?
I'm doing okay. It's laughing, Bob. What do you got for us today, Bob?
Well, I guess, you know, I agree as far as the, you know, I'm going to just give you a scenario. My parents both immigrated from Ireland.
Okay.
They came into this country legally.
Good.
Okay, my mother went to Pittsburgh first because her sister was there. She paid for her nursing degree. Nobody gave her any money to live. My dad followed up, well, he came to Western New York 2 years later. So my mother followed up. Hey, they abided by all the rules and regulations. And, you know, it boggles me to no end.
Yeah, and that's what bothers me, too. As you know, my grandparents on my mother's side both came here from Sicily. My grandmother and grandfather on my father's side came from Finland. They all did it the real way, the right way. Things were tight. Money was tight. They were given opportunities. They took advantage of those opportunities. And now we see people want shortcuts. They don't want to bother with any of that. And by the way, on their way here, illegally, they take time to burn our flag and defile us. And yet they want what we have to offer people because of our goodwill. I find it astounding, the attitude of our legislators.
I think it's time for to get a petition going to have our illustrious governor resign.
I think we got to do something. We can't just sit here. We have to do something, and what we can do, we have to figure out. Because if the law doesn't apply, then why are we sitting here trying to do things the proper way, the legal way, when that's a sucker bet now?
Well, the other thing, too, is we got to go down to Washington, too, and ask for resignations from Ms. Pelosi and Mr. Schumer.
Schumer's an embarrassment.
I know he is.
And so is Gillibrand. She's an embarrassment, too. And their two name, Gillibrand's name is being bandied about as a possible candidate for president. You got to be kidding me. All right, Bob. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Well, yeah, you sit here and you say, what the hell can we do? We usually go to get remedy. We go to a court, whatever. How does the court give any standing to an illegal? There should be no standing besides the immigration court where you go. And by the way, do you know this? That when you go, we provide a lawyer. Yes, you provide a lawyer for the illegals. Okay? And they're about 2 years behind.
I have to say I laughed this morning when I saw the Gillibrand 2020 segment on Channel 7.
Oh, my God. Really? I mean,
it's of course, laughable. We didn't see that coming, now did we?
No. And under what terms can she recount that would make her eligible to be a serious contender.
A woman.
For president. A woman.
That's it.
That's what she's trying. That's what she's trying to round up. See, she looked at and said, "There are more women than men in this country, although they're still labeled a minority. Believe it or not, there again, how's that for some logic? We are outnumbered by them, but they're the minority." See, okay. So they're looking. She's looking at that. If she can corral the women's vote, that's what she's going to try and do. It would be anti-Trump, obviously, and women. And she looks good, give you that, okay? But there's nothing there. I mean, she's glammed onto some women's issue, but she hasn't made any more of an impact than Hillary made when she was senator.
Well, she's going to have to fight off other women because you already have Elizabeth Warren.
Elizabeth Warren.
Kamala Harris.
Yep.
And Hillary.
Yeah, that's lovely. Wouldn't you just like to spend some time listening to them? Yeah.
I mean, that's really Gillibrand's number one and only thing. What did she do? She took Hillary's seat. That's it.
That's it. And she's from New York, which means she'd get New York. All right. Whether that's the right thing to do or not, you tend to vote for somebody in your state. She would get New York. So it's not like she's working to get Rhode Island, which is a much smaller state, in case you don't have a map. This is Beach and Company, and I'm just wondering, this op-ed piece today, I'm offended by it, to be honest with you, and I'm not easily offended, but Jennifer Connor, the founder of Justice for Migrant Families of Western New York, is standing there defending people who broke the law to get here, and meanwhile calling those like myself, and maybe you, probably you, if you're listening to this show, as bigots for wanting the law to be followed. As misinformed. Tell us what you're misinformed about. And I'll tell you what. How about an open challenge? Jennifer Connor, founder of Justice for Migrant Families, Western New York. I'd like to invite you to come on the show. How fine would that be? There's an open offer. If somebody who's being declared a bigot is willing to share the microphone with you, come on in. Come on into this studio and call me, to my face, a bigot. Because you want to defend people who broke the damn law to get here. And you're also defending people that basically are using you. You may not care if you're being used right now because it serves your purpose. But believe me, you're not important to them except in one area, and that's the vote. And eventually they'll try and wangle it so you can vote. And when that happens, we're cooked as a country. We are absolutely cooked as a nation. Meanwhile, I have something good for you. The cash code, the number is 72881 that you should text the word NAIL, N-A-I-L, NAIL, to 72881, and you might nail $1,000.